Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Saints shielded. Let me read the verse I have in mind. Peter has told these believers that they have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, and is ready to be revealed at the last time. But there is a meanwhile, isn't there? There's this inheritance that's laid up. But here we are, standing here, as believers, this is a word to us. This inheritance, this great salvation is there, it's ready, it's prepared, but we have to get there. And this is what Peter deals with. What about the meantime? Who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. There it is. You have been elect right from the foreknowledge of God, right from before the foundation of the world. Christ has died for you. You're regenerated by the Spirit. And that hope is there, that assurance is there, that great salvation, that inheritance is yours. But what about the meantime? And of course, as Peter will go on to explain in the letter, this meantime, is a time of sufferings and trials and difficulties for the believer. So, what is Peter's hope for these believers? In other words, what is our hope? What is Peter's hope for us today? We're in the meantime. We're regenerate. If we're in Christ, yes. We're believing, yes. And we have this assurance, this confidence, that all will be well. Meanwhile, well, says Peter, we are kept. We are kept, shielded, defended, preserved, protected, shielded by God's power until that time of Christ's return. What is our hope? What is our security? What is our confidence? What is our defense? What is our shield? Our wit, our power? No. Faith, yes, but it is God's power. Who through faith are shielded by God's power. We believe, we've been brought to faith to be saved, to be justified. We've been progressively sanctified now as we look to Christ by the Spirit through faith. But we are waiting for this great hope, and our confidence and our protection is in God's power. And we live and walk by faith. The inheritance cannot fade, and the saints will be preserved, and they will persevere. We entered through regeneration leading to faith. We are being preserved through faith, and one day in faith, we shall come to that great day of the resurrection. And then, we're looking for him, waiting for him, working for him, wanting him to come, walking with him, all by faith, looking to Christ. I'm reminded of the time when my mother was dying. She was a believer, and I read to her John 14 and so on. And at her funeral time, I made this point. I commented, and I made the point. I said, she died believing. She died believing in what John 14 says. But I said, she is no longer believing. Now, I would be perhaps more guarded today, but the time is coming, my friend, where we will be no longer believing. And I made the point. Faith gives way to experience. We shall one day see Christ and be with him forever. A dear friend in the congregation said that remark had been a help to him. He'd read something in Thomas Boston about goodbye, sweet believing. He never understood it, he said, but it's clear now. There will come a time when faith will give way and faith will give to experience. Meanwhile, brother and sister, we are shielded by faith. We walk by faith, but our confidence is not in our faith, but in God's power. Blessed be his name.